and even here and there an announcement. Or please continue to raise your vibrations and allow for all of these changes to come within you and outside of yourself as well. Because it is happening, people. It is happening. It is happening now, and it is going to continue to happen. And very shortly here, you will begin to hear certain types of announcements. These are coming. You are going to experience a little bit of this on your coming call here with your Hollow Earth Network, and this next call on Sunday when you come together again in that way. And this is the way it is going to be coming through your next several months here. You are going to be coming to rather interesting news and even here and there an announcement or two. So that is our message here as One Who Serves, and Shira is standing by for your questions. Do you have any questions? And we will turn this over to Ashira, and she can close out, and we will not take questions then this evening.
Go ahead, Moses.
Sorry, this is my intern. I have a question for Ashira. Ashira, I was in San Diego, Chile. I met a woman called Carolina, and felt like the same soul group. I felt very emotional leaving that place, and so she was asking if there is any relationship between us, if we are the same soul group, and you know, expecting a little bit more information because we felt as if like from the same family. There was such a familiarity between us and in that area. And also the another strange thing, I was staying in the sixth floor, and the window, there was a golden eagle sitting on with one leg up, one leg down, and waiting for me when I entered the hotel room. I don't know how it came to that window on sixth floor, but it was waiting there. So these two instances, I don't know what's going on, so I would like to ask your feedback about Carolina and that golden eagle.
Well, the golden eagle is a sign of victory. It is a sign of focus for you. It is a sign that you have been able to overcome what you wanted to overcome in your life, and you are moving forward in your future. It is a wonderful sign. And the woman, Carolina, you and she have already been able to figure out where is the connection with the soul group. I am not going to tell you a lot because there's a lot more for your future with this one that you will experience understandings that are at a much deeper level than you have been able to experience with anyone else in your life. And this is not a love relationship. This is a soul connection that digs deep in both of your hearts, brings to forefront knowledge about one another and about your lives. And it will continue to unfold for you as you move forward. Do not worry about this one. You are not going to lose contact with this one. This one is in your life and will continue to be in your life, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot, Ashir.
Oh, you're welcome. One Who Serves.
Be good. Nothing to add here. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, this is Christine. I would just I explained it with the group today about what I went through during the event, which was just basically all my issues being experienced during the events on the call and with people in my personal life, and it's a lot of like at work, you know, one guy in particular is like always just like I don't know what his issue with me is. He just constantly is taking his crap out on me, and and losing his I don't know what all this is about. It's just I noticed the other gatherings I used to go to that, you know, I'd either feel really blissful during the gatherings or I would just feel a lot of anger and of different things of my, you know, experience in my issues. Do you have any anything to say about that?
We can say here that in terms of those things that occurred to you over the weekend, you can look at it as somewhat of an analogy here. Do you know what gutters are?
What are?
Gutters.
Gutters like on a house, gutters?
Yes. Gutters, yes.
Yes.
And do you know if the gutters are all filled up and everything, then the water will gather in the gutter and it will then seep over onto the roof and everything and cause problems. So from time to time, one has to go up there and clear out the gutters. And this is what is happening with you. You are finding there is a cleaning out process going, that your higher God self is helping you to move through the various debris and clutter that has been holding things back for you. So it is a release that is happening here. And the gutters are being cleared out and the energy can flow now. And this is largely what this was about. Anything to add here, Ishir?
No, good job.
Does this answer your question?
Partly. So this experience I'm having with this guy at work, that I don't know how to deal with this guy. I've gone to my supervisor, now I've gone to HR, and they're going to deal with it next, because, you know, if I'm supposed to go through life letting people go off on me all the time, I hope that's not the case, because I'm not capable of it. I hope it's not one of my karmic life lessons to sit there and have people be inappropriate with me, because I don't know how to just stand there and take it. Do you have any suggestions on that front about that particular situation?
So do you mean that you do not want to turn the other cheek?
Well, I turn the other cheek and then he does it again. I say look the other way, but I don't want to go into work every day and what's happening and him, you know, say one more stupid thing to me, one more appropriate thing to me, laughing at me, making fun of me, you know.
Christine,
I don't want to keep... Yes, sir.
Christine, yes? we're somewhat joking about this, about turning the other cheek.
Oh, I've been trying.
it is always good to not have reaction, to just respond to a situation. But sometimes you really do just need to respond. You don't sit back and allow someone to run over you, but you don't run over them either. So you cannot be passive, and you do not want to be aggressive. You want to be what has been called assertive. And assert your own rights and stand by your rights, rather, and let someone know if they are interfering with your rights. And if they are, let them know that. If that does not help, then just walk away and let it be. But attempt first to work through it. Anything to add here, Ishira?
No, she talked about going to her HR department, and that is a way that things can be handled outside of you. But it is important for you, as one who serves says, to be able to be assertive, to be able to know what your guideposts are for your own behavior. You know when you can speak up, to know when you should not. These are all important things that you are in the process of learning. It is part of your opportunities at the planet at this point in time. And when you have this situation in control and you feel good about yourself and the relationship that you are in with this person, then that is a healing for the planet.
Yes, very good. Are there other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to know what will happen with us, not to us, with us after we come out of the light chambers. I do know that we're going to have to go through some training, but I'd like to know then, what is our service at that time, or can you answer that?
We would say what we always say to this type of thing. We do not want to spoil the surprise.
Oh, okay.
We apologize, but sometimes that's just the way it is. And we need to stick to being of guidance, but never to tell you what to do or what is exactly going to happen. Because truthfully, we do not yet know what is going to happen. We know what these chambers are. We know what they are capable of. But when you put 5-6 billion people in chambers over the entire planet over a period of time, many things can happen. So there can be many different experiences for many different people. So there is no way to say exactly how it is going to be. It is going to be different for many people. Okay?
I understand. I understand. I definitely do. Thank you.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, I think that's a great answer.
Great. Are there other questions here?
Yes, this is Sue. I have two questions, if time permits. First question is, on Tuesday, which was the day after we came home from the advance and I went to work, I could not focus. I could not engage in my work. I really didn't want to be there. And today I have Wednesdays off, so I didn't have to encounter, you know, the work experience today, and I've just continued to assimilate the energies from the weekend. Was my presence on Tuesday on my job a consequence of assimilating energies from the weekend, and or was this an indication that this work, this job is not the appropriate place for me for service?
You know, Sue, everyone left Monday at a certain level, and everyone has their opportunity throughout this week to each day work in their level they're in and continue kind of adjusting as well to the world around them. So I would say that you are adjusting to the world around you, and that It still may not be the same on Thursday, tomorrow, or Friday. It may take you a week. It may take you a couple of days. But everyone comes back with a certain level of participation with life. And after a weekend of intensity as you experienced, this is an opportunity for you to kind of debrief yourself slowly and efficiently, enjoy yourself today, and then continue to see what happens as the week unfolds. Don't make any rash judgments about inappropriate or appropriate, not coming out of an event such as you experienced last weekend, okay?
Yes, thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate my second question, and
I thank you for your question.
Hold on.
We wish to say something here. Those that came back from the experience, you were already, as Ashira has said, on a very high in terms of high vibration. And when you come back with that high vibration and you come back into your city and to your regular life here and certainly to your job, that you are bringing high vibration down into a low vibration now, and they do not mix. And you find that you are happier and more joyful in the higher vibrations, but when you are thrust into coming back into those lower vibrations, they do not feel so good anymore.
Right.
So this is largely what is happening here. And it's happening not only to you, but to many across the planet are experiencing this. This goes with jobs, this goes with relationships, with friends, with family, many different situations that at one time they satisfied and they brought joy to you, but now you are finding that they are more mundane and they do not bring the high vibrations and the joy that used to come from it. You understand this?
Yes.
Very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that response. Yeah, I have a second question, you know, somewhat similar to Christine's, about the relationship she had with someone at work. This is a friend in my life who I feel like I have been turning the other cheek again and again and again. Have been patient and giving this person space because they're doing a tremendous amount of healing on many levels. And heard telepathically a communication from him several months ago that he had a great awakening, and because of that telepathic communication, I continue to be patient, give this person space, and turn the other cheek. And I heard your feedback to her about being assertive, taking care of yourself and knowing when to do that. So thank you for that guidance for me too. But any other guidance?
Here, anything else for this?
Well, so are you in communication with this person? Verbal
yes.
Communication, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Well, again, it is important for one to understand their limits and their ways of being able to exchange with others. And that assertiveness will give you strength. It will give you an understanding of what you can and cannot say. If this one is saying things that demean you or otherwise tears you down, that is not an acceptable statement. Those are not acceptable statements. So take yourself in koto. Give yourself a big kick and say, I am an assertive woman. And tell them when it is inappropriate. Tell them when it is not going to work. Even if you think that this person has had a great awakening, wait until they come and ask you about that. Okay?
Yes.
One who serves.
Very good. Any further questions here?
I have one more question, Christine. I wanted to ask about if this is true that I'm feeling a lot more since advance, a lot more connected to my animals and a telepathic, like they understand me, understand my words better. It seems like they had healings more than I thought I did. You know, my pit bull had a nightmare. I've never seen him have a nightmare before, like he was releasing stuff. And my 12-year-old, she's laying by me and looking at me a lot more and wanting to be petted. And she's usually very independent. Is that from the advance of just us connecting more and them getting healings from it? Because there's definitely a difference in them.
Weird. Can we speak here first?
Yes,
we would say to you, it is not so much that they received the healing, it is that you received it in terms of raising your vibration. You are coming up to their vibration. This is what you must understand. It is said that the man is at the epitome of the chain, of the food chain and all of this. And in some ways, that is correct, but as far as consciousness, these animals are very much further along in consciousness in some ways than even the human beings are. So you are raising to them.
Still there, Christine?
Yeah, I am. I don't know who that is.
And I would say the same thing. I mean, the animals in our lives have been holding the doors for us. The animals in our lives have been the ones who have been showing us unconditional love. Who have been showing us the way that we need to travel. Many people who have cats and dogs in their homes have noted, too, that they are much more loving. They are much more affectionate. But, in fact, it has to do with your ability to connect with them, to be able to speak their language, and to share with them in deeper ways. Thank you.
Is there someone on the phone that has not muted their phone? Or perhaps it is this phone here. There. Are there any further questions here?
Yes, Wikipedia.
Yes.
I was in such a wonderful high vibration the whole weekend, and I was very, very excited that I feel great. But when I came home, I just noticed that my sugar levels were extremely high, and I doubt for the longest time to use my medication, but they were so high that I thought I needed to use. There is any particular reason why it seems to me like I was the only one that I didn't get healed this weekend? Did you have any input into that, please?
I'll be happy to start this.
Yes.
Vidya, dear one, you had so many things healed over the weekend. So much success. Honestly, this is truth. And if you had something that seemed high when you got back and you were still working with it, all of this is step in steps. There are those who have things that are healed completely in one fell swoop. There are those who are having things healed over a period of time. Be patient with yourself, dear one. You experience so many wonderful things over the weekend, so many wonderful opportunities and challenges that you faced and you overcame. You had an amazing weekend, and we are all cheering for you. So please do not let this get you down. Come forward and know that you are healed. All right?
Okay.
It was just as we all just recently said here, many of you came up into great high vibrations, and as you come back to your regular lives, the vibration, you tend to drop in vibration. And this can be disconcerting for you, especially for those of you that raised to such high vibrations for a period of time, to come drastically crashing back down. And we would say it is just as it is. Your system is crashed as you came back. And all you need to do is just to balance yourself back out, level it off, keep working on raising your vibrations back up, and everything will be peachy dory or something of this nature.
Peachy keen.
Peachy keen. Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Bless you.
You see, peachy keen and hunky dory. There we go.
There we go.
That's why I didn't want to come home.
Yes. Anything further here?
This is Christine. I want to ask one more question about my animals. You know, are they going to come to a time, hopefully pretty soon, where my hound dog, my 12-year-old, like right now she's out in the yard trying to hunt a possum, where she'll quit doing that, where she quits wanting to kill things because it's just in her DNA, and Mr. Pitt with his Mr. Pitbull issues? Are these going to is there a place that you know, our healing chambers or something that's going to help them go up high enough in vibration where, you know, the lion and lamb lay together and they're going to quit wanting to kill things because it's just in their genetics?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. You were not able to participate with Mother Gaia as she led the session Saturday afternoon. But that was a great part of the discussion, that the animals who are now eating one another, chasing one another, will be living in peace. And all who are on the planet will be living in peace. And if you desire a steak or something in chicken, you'll be able to replicate it from energy, enjoy it, and have it turn back to energy. So everything will be shifting into a higher vibration, and with that, you will see these changes. All right?
Right. I can't wait. Thank you.
You're welcome. One who serves.
Very good. We're going to release channel here now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am the sheriff. It was such a pleasure this weekend spending time with all of you who were on the phone and all of those who were at the home itself. To be sharing and caring and watching as everyone opened their hearts and their minds and their spirits to one another. To come in contact with one another's souls. You know that you are a soul group. You know that you have served one another before. Many of you in this group know that someone was a mother or a sister or a teacher. And yet, as time moves you forward, you will find out that you have even more of those past relationships. And those are continuing to move you forward into the future. We are so proud of having you be part of our group. Part of the service that we render to you. And we know that in the days to come and weeks to come, you will be very pleased at the number of changes that you will be able to encounter. And you will know that this is indeed an ascension that you are a part of. I leave you with my love and blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.